WSAU is what that guy was trying to say. Welcome back. It is 5:39, and we jump into some entertainment news. All right, leading the entertainment news this morning, one of the Kardashian sisters is divorcing somebody that they've been married to for a while, and all right, who cares?
Well, now, wait a minute. Which one?
Really? Does anybody care?
Which one?
They're all interchangeable.
They're not all interchangeable. No, they're not all.
Khloe Kardashian is filing for divorce from Lamar Odom, apparently, this morning. Are you happy now?
Absolutely.
All right, there we go. The nominations for the Golden Globe Awards were announced yesterday.
Yes, they were.
The nominations are, let's see here, the movie 12 Years a Slave and American Hustle led the way with 7 nominations apiece.
American Hustle hasn't even been released yet.
Right. The biggest snub was The Butler, who apparently got completely shut out. That is a big surprise, apparently, from those that are watching the entertainment world and they care about
it. Well, you know, there is a cynic who will say that there can only be one movie starring African-American actors or actresses that gets nominated for these awards.
Well, that's an asinine statement. Let's see. The Oprah Winfrey and, of course, Forrest Whitaker were just nominated for SAG Awards. So that's kind of questionable as well. Anyway. Amy Poehler and Tina Fey will be hosting the show. It airs Sunday, January 12th on NBC. Will you be watching it?
I don't watch award shows of any kind.
Yeah.
You watch award shows?
My wife loves the Oscars.
Yeah.
Really enjoys the Oscars.
Oh, my wife watches the Country Music Awards. And
my wife is a huge movie buff.
Yeah,
but then
I'm a big TV guy, and I don't even watch the Emmys. Really? Award shows just seem to me to be too self-congratulatory, and it's just...
Well, see, my wife has a background in film production. She, you know, taught TV and film production for a long time. Mm-hmm. All right, nominees. We'll go through some of the categories and give you best drama, 12 Years a Slave, Gravity, Captain Phillips, Rush, and Philomena. I'm glad to see Rush is in there for best drama. I haven't seen it yet. I wanted to see it on the big screen and never got a chance to. Best Actress, Sandra Bullock, Emma Thompson, Kate Blanchett, Judy Dench, Kate Winslet. Best Actor, Chiwetel Ejiofor, I don't know, for 12 Years a Slave. Sorry, didn't know how to pronounce your name. Idris Elba for Mandela, Long Walk to Freedom. Tom Hanks, Robert Redford, and Matthew McConaughey, or Mahogany, as we like to
What about
to
the TV shows? I hear that there were some big snubs, including Mad Men, didn't get nominated.
All right, let's get down there to that. Best screenplay, nobody cares. TV awards. Best drama on television, Breaking Bad, yeah. House of Cards, Downton Abbey, Masters of Sex, and The Good Wife.
No Mad Men, no Boardwalk Empire.
No. Let's see. Best musical
by the way,
or comedy.
Downton Abbey.
Huh?
It's Downton Abbey, not Downton Abbey.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Oh, you're right. I put an extra a W in there. Thank you, sir.
That would change the show completely if it was Downton Abbey.
Thank you. Best musical or comedy, The Big Bang Theory, Parks and Recreation, Girls, Modern Family, and Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't watched that. Is it any good?
Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it. Haven't put
That's
a...
That's the one with Andy Samberg and...
Yeah.
As the smart aleck cop.
I don't much care for Sandberg. I don't think he's very good. But then again, he just may not have all of the tools that he needs to shine his talents. Bruce Jenner, I know you're really concerned. Remember there were a lot of rumors going around that Bruce Jenner was a cross-dresser and was thinking about going the whole way and... You know,
that would be so disappointing. That guy won the decathlon at the Olympics,
yeah.
Crying out loud.
Yeah, I mean, talk about a man's man.
Yeah.
Right? Bruce Jenner apparently met with a plastic surgeon yesterday to discuss a procedure called a laryngeal shave, which smooths out the Adam's apple.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. TMZ is reporting that this gets done when individuals are considering a sex change.
Right.
But even though Bruce is an alleged crossdresser, he says this is not his intention. He says, quote, I just never liked my trachea. Really?
You hear that comment a lot, don't you?
Oh, God. You know, if I could lose 10 pounds and shave my trachea,
yeah.
I would be so happy. Mm. How many women do that? Oh, wait. They don't.
Could this be a reason why he and his wife got divorced? He was raiding her closet?
God, I hope not, man. I really hope not. I just, what is up with men deciding that they got to be feminine? What, you know, do what you want to do, but men are men.
Each
okay?
his own, man. Different strokes for different folks.
That's not an appropriate comment on this subject. All right, movies coming out this weekend. The Hobbit, The Desolation of Smaug.
Yeah.
What is it about?
Smog.
What is it? About pollution?
I think you could, no, it's not the smog monster. It's
actually,
remember Godzilla versus the smog monster? That was a great movie.
Yeah. All right. Smog. Whatever it is.
We're like Will Ferrell in that Dodge truck commercial.
The Hagenhagen, the Schmagen.
I'm saying it right.
The Schmagegel. What is the dragon here? The dragon, of course, is guarding.
Is that what it is? A dragon?
Yeah, it's a fire-breathing dragon that guards the gold. Didn't you see the last Hobbit movie? At the very end, they wake up the freaking dragon.
No.
He throws something. It lands on the gold, and the dragon wakes up. I'm like, what?
Oh, just opens his eye.
Yeah, he opens his eye.
That's the trailer.
Yeah. And now they got to go do something. And
well, how are these little hobbits supposed to battle a huge dragon?
Did you not see them take out Saruman? Huh? Good grief. Also, Tyler Perry's A Madea Christmas is opening up.
Oh, man.
You can miss that one. Saving Mr. Banks and American Hustle opens this weekend.
All of those movies open this weekend?
Yeah. All of those are hitting this weekend.
That's a lot of big movie releases this week.
That is going to be... I'm not going to see my family at all. So there's that. There's also a list of the hardest working artists of 2013. Let's see here.
What is the criteria for that award?
All right, Touring? Songkick has put together a list of the hardest working artists of 2013, and to come up with the list, they actually compiled data on who is playing the most shows.
Yeah.
Visited the most countries and traveled the most miles. Well, Metallica's got to be in there for playing in
Antarctica. Yeah.
Here's the bands. Let's see here. The top five. The British indie group Foals did 155 shows so far this year. Imagine Dragons, 157 shows. The British indie group Alt-J, 167. Rapper Kendrick Lamar, 171 shows.
Yikes.
And L.A. indie band Local Natives, 188 shows. The smallest group on here, number 19, Asking Alexandria, 122 shows for the year. That's a lot of performances, man.
That's how those indie bands have to make their money, though, touring and selling their T-shirts.
Rick James would be proud.
Hi!
No longer the hardest working man.
You mean James Brown.
What did I say, Rick James?
You did.
Is there a difference?
I think there is, actually. Mm-hmm. They're both dead, but, you know.
Well, did you ever see them in the same room together? Huh? Huh? Maybe Rick James was just James Brown in cornrows.
No.
With a crack pipe.
No.
Huh?
No.
Maybe. WSAU will be right back.
In theaters everywhere this weekend.
And the bells shall ring in gladness at the Mountain King's return.
The most highly anticipated movie of the year.
But all shall fail in sadness, and the lake will shine and burn.
It's about forest people. Probably. Look, I have to be honest. I didn't see the Lord of the Rings trilogy or the first Hobbit. I always thought all those books were for nerds.
It never ceases to amaze me.
The courage of hobbits.
The guy from Pirates of the Caribbean, but not Johnny Depp. Kate from Lost. And Magneto with a beard and goofy hat. The Hobbit. Desolation of Smug. Smag? Is it Smag? Smug? Never mind. Bilbo Act 2. Back in The Hobbit.